It's late in the day at the main place, a salon in Vestavia Hills, and growing later by the minute, as Teresa Douglas awaits her shampoo and cut. Her stylist is running behind, but Douglas wouldn't think of going anywhere else. Not only is Jennifer Barnett her stylist, she's also her confessor.
It's probably because you're a captive audience. When somebody's working on your hair, you're there and comfortable, and you can't leave. You're not going anywhere, so you're pretty much a captive audience, and it is just a comfort level, but just being a safe place.
The salon, being a safe place to talk, becomes quite apparent as Barnett starts to shampoo Douglas's hair.
My brother that's just younger than I am, his house burned down. About three or four weeks ago.
Is he here or is he in Utah?
He's in Utah. They got a new dog, they got a Labradoodle.
Mm-hmm.
And he jumped up on the cupboard and did something to the toaster.
Ooh.
Everybody thinks that in a salon we're talking about hair and nails and fashion, but you know, we do talk about some serious subjects sometimes.
Barnett says the relationship between stylist and customer can be quite intimate. That intimacy is a big reason Barnett signed up for Cut It Out, a domestic violence intervention that trains stylists to pick up on signs of abuse.
I can't understand why we didn't have this program sooner, because it's a very natural match. As cosmetologists, we are friends, we're family, and a lot of times we're the shoulder that people cry on.
Cut It Out started 5 years ago after then-State Attorney General Bill Pryor gave $500,000 to the Women's Fund of Greater Birmingham to start a domestic violence program. Cut It Out co-founder and Southern Living at Home Vice President Diane Mooney says the money gave them the start they needed.
So we coalesced a group of community service providers and we said, what's not happening in the community? And they all said, go to the salon. That's where people talk. That's where people reveal their innermost secrets, very often what they wouldn't say to friends or family.
One of those agencies saying go to the salon is the Alabama Coalition Against Domestic Violence. It's housed in a cavernous two-story home in Montgomery, and Carol Gunlock is its director.
There are not very many places that victims are often allowed to go by their abuser without him going with them. The hairdresser, the gynecologist, the laundromat are often, you know, about the only places they go by themselves. And because of that, that's a great avenue to get information out.
Informal intervention programs like Cut It Out are especially important here in Alabama, where so much of the population is rural. Gunlock says there aren't many places isolated domestic violence victims can go.
Victims are very reluctant to come forward because they know it's dangerous for them to come forward, that if the abuser says, if you tell anybody, I'll kill you, you know, that may very well be true. And so it takes a great deal of courage for a victim to step out and ask for some help.
At Cut It Out's website, stylists are asked to pipe up if they've talked with a victim, but it's not just stylists who are logging on. Victims themselves are sharing their stories at the site, and organizers expect more to do so. After a national rollout last year, there are now 20,000 stylists taking part in Cut It Out in all 50 states. I'm Rosemary Pennington.